400 years is long. 400 years, many of us cannot grasp how long the period that is. Almost get our minds, wrap our minds around how long 400 years is. So think about this. 400 years ago, I can pretty soon that no one in this room, any sister, would have known it's not. The Mayflower had not even landed it on the cross 400 years. No America, no 13 colonies. 400 years is long. 401 years ago, the King James Bible was printed for the first time. So long time, America did not exist. Allowing for 25 years from then, 25 years old, because our 25 years old is through the Roman Catholic Church. So 400 years ago, your great, including the last prophet or government that stopped. And these words that Moses writes, wrote it out into the 400 years, and these words which he read, where Egypt came to Christ while he was ministering in the temple and revealed God's will, revealed God's plan, who was first a new revelation, a new word from God. During these 400 years, it is during the time of Moses, God was working through his life, that he had forgotten the promises. It means that he was working through the things that he had forgotten. God was working all along. He provided this 400 years that he could establish. During that time, when God was wilderness, on the wilderness, and he's moving them. They will all be fine together, understanding the grace, and they're all given one language.
Well, what does that mean? What does that sound like? Why is God to do that? Well, the thing that is that the matter comes to God, and then 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 to God. If your own works, each will grow for itself, that will be along with your own sin. And each will carry away with them all the time, and to see people, the gospel, and that's why the New Testament was written in English. The New Testament, Matthew, Chapter 11, was written in Greek, in the Latin that most people are accepting that word. And I'm orchestrating that talk in the New Testament. Sometimes in church, we think about himself as moving, he's got all those God in the rain here, during his time in the world. Born under the law, so we need those under the law that we might receive salvation. What was it all about? It was the time in God's law. It was the time that he was born. It was that time that he had birthed, and with all the people for this was time to work. That was funny. During the reign of Herod, the king of Judea, who reigned from 13 BC. During that time, all peoples were in God. God had all the people. And he said, this is too small. So he didn't. It was in the world. So he was after us. But he didn't want to think about the people for a reason. They were ordinary people. God was working through ordinary people. The whole picture of all three. Thank you. are doing something wrong, that you are putting people in the world which is friends from that human being, which is for the facts of the matter, and it's what it all means. You have done something wrong. You know, it's so if you're happening, then you must have done something wrong, which is on the facts of the matter. But you just don't mean that. So you are sure that you are. don't think you would start
seeing the room I
learned over the room.
But it's more than that. But every time you talk to me, that you see me here
and talk to someone, what
is the
next thing
you
explain that. What was on the right screen sure was the prophet and the one that I'm going to see a unique role in the hearing of the truth. they were a faithful, obedient people. And we recite that
Thank you.
begins to unfold even more. And he gets to 400 years of silence.
God, where are you? Why are these things in front of us?
I think that is 700 years from when we're going to happen.
And then God is God is never perfect.
God is never late. Peter reminds us in 2 Peter 3 that God watches. God's finger doesn't operate the same way our finger and our watch operates. He steps in with a little white balcony or a set of fingers. But he like incredibly long timer stops.
God has thought he's orchestrating that time. And he gives the very first place to be bringing the times.
And he will accomplish that. The nights have been long. The darkness has been long. It's been 400 years long. But soon the dawn is about to break. And a long awaited and expected Messiah will bring forth on the scene of world history, and he will choose.
And I want us to know this morning that our lives,
this universe,
revolves around what is happening in these days. Jesus Christ is in the bottom of the world. He is present, he is coming, he is older. God has not forgotten us. God is coming on earth from before the world begins. And now, in his words, he brings. And I always remember the Christmas when he's going to break the earth, he's going to break that before God, his promise to be God. And what he says, that's a new word, and praise the Lord, he said, remember that our God is faithful.